3, 2, 1. It was a quiet weekend, so I got my 100-year-old copy of The Man Without a Country off the shelf and spent a few hours rereading this American classic. Did you get that? My 100-year-old copy. Now, try this. Go get that old box of computer parts, find a floppy disk, and try to read it. Or maybe you've tried to download some pictures from your phone, only to find your computer didn't have the right cable connector or the correct decoding program. Now, multiply these little problems a thousandfold or more, and you can see the problems facing even small libraries as they try to keep up with digitizing and born digital books, magazines, photographs, sound recordings, and the myriad of other formats they have to keep up with. Oh, and add to these problems the fact that some publishers will not allow libraries to use their own digitizing software, and instead have to use some obscure proprietary software or face a copyright infringement lawsuit. And not only does the software change, but the digital media that documents reside on changes as well. How many of you remember digital linear tape? That latest and greatest technology lasted all of 23 years before it was obsolete, and files stored on those systems were unreadable unless new software and hardware was purchased. Then there are issues with cataloging and metadata. Library users have ever-changing expectations on what they can access, and no longer will a simple index work. After all, a user may want to find a particular photograph of a bear in a flower-strewn meadow. So which words will the librarian use to index the photograph? New technologies can be wonderful things, but your local library is going to need some serious financial and legal help to keep it from turning into that old box with dozens of files and formats inaccessible to anyone. I'm Larry Burris.